Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
Loaded program here on a Tuesday. Ryan McDonough is going to join us in 20 minutes, talking the Jamal Murray injury and the rest of the comings and goings betting-wise in the association. James Mazzola going to join us to do golf as well in the next hour. Power Hour, hour number three. Ross Tucker in the final hour. A lot of NFL draft in the final hour of the show here on a Tuesday. As like, I'm kind of like apoplectic right now over like this overbet that I have in this PSG Bayern game. We'll get to Major League Baseball in a second. But like, a goal just disallowed due to a questionable offside here. Like, it's 1-0. This game could easily be like 6-4. Like, it is insane to me that this is happening here. This is one of those bets that just cursed. And, you know, you punch just pilot it. You wash your hands of it and you move on, I guess. I can't even get mad at it. What can you do?
That's an interesting way to approach it. What are we still at 1-0 Bayern? That's where we score some
things
right now.
We are at 1-0 Bayern in the 83rd minute here. So if it ends
PSG
like this.
Bus parking yet? Are they parking the bus? One of my favorite
games. They're too good to park the bus because they have Mbappe, they have other like, Di Maria, they have guys that can get out fast on the break. So like they're parking the bus is not like another team parking the bus really, but right. Yeah, they're playing a lot of defense right now.
Or they're at least like, devastating on the counter if they do park the bus, right? Because so, they have those guys that you mentioned.
Bayern literally has like eight guys inside the box right now. We're dribbling around. Now they have a corner kick. Like, so this is, we're getting down to it right now here. Bayern score and it ends 2-0, PSG are out. And this would be like an ultra disappointing decision for PSG. And it's like Grant Wall talked about, the Qatari money that came in for them was not to win Ligue 1. They don't care about that. They care about the Champions League. So a lot on the line here, a lot of money on the line here, not just for my bet, which is a loser, but for PSG and also for Bayern Munich to see who advances here in the Champions League. And the Chelsea-Porto game, just to update that, 0-0 in the 83rd or 84th minute. So barring a miracle, Chelsea will advance to the semifinals of the Champions League where they will take on the winner of Real Madrid and Liverpool. Okay, we need to stop talking about this because I'm just going to keep watching the match.
And do we have a Nets update too? Because they're playing the Timberwolves right now. There's like a lot of random sports going on during the show today for a Tuesday, but here we are. Any Nets update?
Yeah, the Nets are up 15.
Okay.
Second quarter.
And that's with no Kyrie and no Harden and no Aldridge, but who cares? Okay.
All right. Sounds good. All right. Let's talk some Major League Baseball from last night. So, Rick, lay down that old-timey beat, that Major League Baseball old-timey beat here. Yeah. It's so good. I mean, Charlie Chaplin putting a pie in someone's face in black and white.
Yep. Like, you know what else we kind of need if somebody wants to put this together? We kind of need to combine that with laughs. We kind of need to like play the open. And it's like laughs.
That's like Benny Hill, right? We need Benny Hill music for that. Laughs. True. You know what they call that? Wagertainment. Okay. Some MLB news and notes from last night, stuff that I found interesting. So my bet regret from last night overall, and I regret, like, I didn't even bring it up on the show. Maybe I did say something about it, but I don't think we really, like, talked about it in detail.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I kind of wanted to bet the Tigers last night as a big dog against the Astros, sure, with Greinke as the big favorite because he had pitched really well to start the season. With Casey Mize, who was the number one overall pick in the draft, I think in 2018 for the Tigers. And I don't even think I mentioned it on the show, so people could just take my word for it. I don't make stuff up. It's whatever.
You did but tell I me really that. On the call, like you said you like Detroit a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I ended up, and there's the thing, like, I'm never going to lie to people. Like, if I didn't like it, I just wouldn't bring it up. But I kind of like Detroit. Mize goes 7 innings, 5 strikeouts. Mm-hmm. Greinke gets knocked around a little bit. For me, it's not as much about Greinke. Even the best pitchers will have nights where, like, they don't have their stuff. They get knocked around a little bit here. I kind of regret not betting Casey Mize and the Tigers. And I think this is a situation, Ken, where maybe this is a guy that we monitor moving forward now, because the Tigers are going to be big dogs in a lot of games here. And if Mize shows himself to be like flashing that potential, obviously that made him the number one pick, this is a guy we might be able to get some value with, at least in the short term here, until the market adjusts for Casey Mize in Detroit.
Yeah, I think it'll be really interesting. One thing that's kind of fun to think about, if you, especially for win totals before the year, is if you see a team like Detroit, and I think they were like 68.5 or something like a mid to high 60, higher than the basement teams. There was a clear separation between them and Baltimore for sure, and Pittsburgh and teams like that, where it's like not that bad. Colorado, they were above Colorado for sure too. And I kind of remember the first time I did my first pass of Detroit, I was always like, why? Like, why is there actually like a 6-win difference between this team and the other teams? And I was kind of like, all right, well, part of it, okay, like AJ Hinch is on the team. Okay, I mean, it's like manager change, a little bit part of it. Also, the second thing you get to is basically like, what is your projection for Mize this year? What do you think he's going to be? If the ceiling is insane, then you're talking about every, and it didn't happen last night because it was Greinke and we hadn't seen Mize really do this yet, but you could get in a situation where like every fifth day, Tigers could be favored in a game, or the Tigers could be like +115 in a game. And that would be a very, very stark contrast to how they are aligned in basically every game they play the entire season. If we get to that point where Mize is making 30 starts and they're even money in all of them, I mean, guess what? You just picked up like basically 15 potential wins on your win total. You know, figure in an average season, 30 coin flips, you win 15.
+160 against Jake Odorizzi. They're +160.
Right. So that kind of gives you an idea. I mean, that line last night was part of it is you have to do it a lot for the market to change. You can't start one time and be awesome, and then the market's like, nope, we got it wrong. Like we're all in on this. Also, part of it's Greinke as well and ratings of the offenses for both teams. But between Mize and Akil Badu, who has been the focus of like a lot of Tigers highlights since the start of the season, I wouldn't say like a ton to be excited about for Detroit, but I think it now becomes, you know, whether you thought Badu was going to be anything or not, just the performance of the team so far, it at least speaks to why there was a separation win total wise between them and a team like Baltimore, a team like Pittsburgh, a team like Colorado. You see it a little bit with Mize where that's like part of, I think, why that separation was there.
How good is the name Akil Badu?
It's incredible. I mean, it's just this.
Badu, badu, badi, badu, die, badu, badi, badu, bye. Like, he's in a great.
What was the name of the Eiffel 65? Was that the group? The name of the group that did that?
I think
that was
Eiffel 65. I feel like is the name of a restaurant in Manhattan, but you might be right. It was Eiffel something, right?
Is it? It's Eiffel and a number, I think. Maybe it's not 65. Okay.
Tyler, I love that trend, by the way, of like restaurants and like big cities where it's just like something like a trendy like word followed by a random number.
Okay.
Like what? Like Prime 112 in Miami.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
Like there's tons of Rui 57 is one on 57th Street in Manhattan. That one at least it's like named for the street number.
Okay.
But you got lots of restaurants like this where it's like trendy word number. Give me what you would name a restaurant.
Or like a trendy gambling word? We call it like
Parlay 48.
Parlay 280. Right. That's what where are you going? I'm going over to Teaser 110.
I mean, look, a
new sports book that just opened up. Yeah. So.
Like a bad beat 22.
Right. It's like, oh, is that trendy new sports book? Be like, nah, I just apply bad beat to everything.
So,
I'm down. Like,
what'd you order for your main course at bad beat 22? Well, I ordered the Rangers plus 170 against the Rays and we lost 1-0.
I wanted it well done, and in a rare occurrence, it tasted terrible.
Yes, it came out like a hockey puck. Yeah. So that's kind of what happened. Okay, so Casey Mize and Detroit lose, and I kind of regret not betting on them. You bet BetQL Audio Network. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, going through some MLB bets from last night. So on the subject of the Texas Rangers and our losing bet against Tyler Glass now in the Rays. So Dane Dunning is a guy that I bet on a couple times this season. He went 4 2/3 last night, starting for the Rangers against Glasnow. And for the second time this season, you know, Dunning is not, he's a guy that they're stretching out, right? He's not going to go probably more than 5 innings. I think he threw like 71 pitches, pulled after 4 2/3. But he's been excellent against Toronto and then last night against Tampa in two starts. And look, Texas is another team that's going to be like a big dog in a lot of games that they play. So maybe, I think for me, it becomes a situation. I don't regret doing full game as opposed to first five, given, you know, what I talked about yesterday that Adam Burke talked about, right, with the Rays bullpen being as taxed as it was. But I think this becomes a bet-on team for me here with Dunning, if they're going to be a big underdog, in first five inning bets, right? If Dunning's going to be really good, and then we get Texas's bullpen after that here, what do you think about that, like a way to approach betting on Texas, Dane Dunning when he pitches, going first five if the price is right?
Well, I think the good news is it's informed by the fact that, like, you watch him and you see that he's not going deep in games, and it's the best way to take advantage of the fact that, like, you just want his performance and that's it. I agree, Texas, especially with their bullpen, like betting first five instead of full game just always seems like a good idea if the starting pitcher is competent. I think you'll see him as a huge dog against a lot of different pitchers, so I agree with that. I don't think the rating for him is necessarily going to skyrocket a ton like it might for Mize. I mean, we'll kind of see how this plays out. Two guys that are sort of similar in that we just kind of like them early on. But I think my other thing is the other pitcher in that game, Glasnow, got pulled, wasn't allowed to finish the eighth inning, kind of like didn't have a blow up on the mound, and then obviously sound afterwards, and like Cash had sound, like they talked about it and everything's apparently fine. But what that tells you is just they're still not in a situation where they're going to pitch Glasnow deep into games. And you know, is this a situation where he becomes kind of like DeGrom in terms of the run support? So this was the handicap of the game last night, right? Two games, they basically given him nothing. Last night, same thing, one run. Is the way to play Glasnow starts like first five unders and like dog first five plus a half, which will generally be like, you know, minus 110 in a lot of Glasnow starts. He'll be a huge favorite against a lot of different teams. I think there are ways, just like with DeGrom, where it's like, okay, if the Mets are playing a team with a terrible bullpen, then okay, maybe the Mets win eventually 2-0, 3-0, something like that. But you know, when a team consistently gives a starting pitcher no run support and that becomes like the story of that starting pitcher, those things tend to linger. They're like very strong examples of that with aces specifically the last couple of years where that's happened. That was true with Chris Sale for a while. That's you know, kind of been a thing. And you know, is Glasnow the next guy that kind of has that, you know, dogging him basically in every single start? There are bets that we can make. Tampa team total under would be a great one. They're going to be heavy favorites. That means their team total is going to be a larger percentage of the game total. There are kind of all kinds of ways to nibble around that narrative that's going on.
And I wonder if there's like a hangover with the team overall here for the starting pitcher getting pulled in games based on what we saw happen in the World Series game 6 with Blake Snell getting pulled, obviously in the sixth inning against the Dodgers in game 6. Just something to consider. In the time we have left in the segment, I got two other quick ones here. If you've got anything or reactions to those, number one would be Freddy Peralta was great last night for Milwaukee. They take down the Cubs. Peralta 10 strikeouts in 6 innings here. And we know about Corbin Burns. We know about Brandon Woodruff, obviously. If Peralta's going to pitch like this all season, I think it makes Milwaukee pretty formidable in the NL Central, a team we liked coming in into the year. And the other one would be, and this was a good job by you, Ken, identifying it last night. I kind of wanted to see it again before I kind of believed it, that Madison Bumgarner was actually cooked. Terrible again for the third start this season, 4 2/3, 6 earned runs for Arizona's nominal number one starter, Mad Bum.
Yeah, I mean, horrible sign for Arizona. I'll give you one more. Jared Walsh played again for Pujols last night.
Your guy. Like, you love this guy. You love Jared Walsh.
He's able to, like, he scored runs on the base pass last night with great base running. He's 75 times faster than Albert Pujols. Like, he has to play instead of Pujols. Like, every night when you watch highlights of these games, when you watch the games and you watch his at-bats, like, this guy has to play. He's, like, been one of their best players this month, and they have Ohtani and Trout on the team.
PSG has eliminated Bayern Munich from the Champions League. They lose 1-0, but they advance on aggregate. Chelsea advances as well past Porto. We'll talk about that a little later in the show. We are 1 hour done here on You Better You Bet. James Mazzola is going to join us on hour number two to give us golf bets. And coming up next, Ryan McDonough, Odyssey's NBA insider on the Jamal Murray injury, and much more. Don't go anywhere. You Better You Bet returns right after this.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.